look who's here for a special report.
It's our best friend in the whole world, Ryan Burrow. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Special reports.
You are going to talk about something right up my alley. I spent a whole weekend involving what you're going to talk about right now.
I feel bad that you spent an entire weekend dealing with light bulbs, but that's the story
that was exciting, really, in my world.
GE announced today that the CFLs, the compact fluorescent lights, are on their way out. They're going to stop selling them at the end of the year. They're going to focus on LEDs, which we've known in recent years have been the more expensive ones. But
these are the squiggle bulbs.
Well, the squiggle ones are the CFLs.
Oh, those are the CFLs.
Yes. Those are the CFLs, and those are going bye-bye. Those really kind of hit their peak in about 2007 when about 30% of the light bulbs were sold were the CFLs. There were some problems with it, though. They were a little more expensive, but Remember we were told you're getting more energy efficiency out of it. The only problem is they were slow to warm up. You know,
they're slow to warm up, and they don't fit in every kind of lamp.
And if they break, aren't they dangerous?
And sometimes those dimmers, if you've got a dimmer light, it didn't work there. It wouldn't go up and down.
They look like Mr. Softy.
They did.
The ice cream truck guy.
Don't you?
A little bit. It made me want ice cream. Every time I turn the light on, I would get ice cream.
In 2007, Nickelback was on top of the world, and we thought CFLs were here to stay. That's not the case anymore. Yep. We're rolling to the LEDs, at least GE is, and they've come down in price, so that's one of the reasons why they're becoming more affordable, and GE just thinks that's going to be the way to go. CFLs too were having problems with their Energy Star rating. You know how you'd get those Energy Star rate, you might be able to get some kind of discounts, government tax discounts and stuff. They've got chemicals in them that just didn't really work. Some of them had little traces of mercury, so LEDs the way to go. And to be honest with you, the LEDs they're going to start souping these things up. Some of them already have them with little circuit boards inside of them. So these light bulbs are going to be able to dim and get brighter and darker based on maybe the light outside, time of day, things like that.
Oh, they'll adjust to the room that they're in?
Some of them might be able to even get
Not
Wi-Fi
now,
where you can do
but
it.
Eventually.
Some of them right now, if you spend the big bucks, you can do it. But, I mean, eventually we're going to have smart houses, right? And we're going to be able to, you know,
have you
put
been
it
to
all...
our house?
You're going to be able to dim lights whether you're there or not just via your smartphone.
Here's what happened this weekend. I sent, we have hallway lights, the back hallway. We have two stairways. It's an old house.
Yeah.
And
rich people.
I know, that's the servants used to come down the back.
Sure, sure, used to.
We didn't have any. But the bulbs burn out, and I said, go to the Home Depot or wherever, Menards, get four packs of just regular incandescent bulbs. I had gotten some a month or two ago. You can get a four pack for, I don't know, $6 or something like that. Well, now they only sell them individually, and it's like $8 for one bulb for the incandescent, just the regular ones we had.
And that's just in a month or two?
Yeah, because they're trying to do away with these bulbs.
Exactly. So there's demand. All the people want the old school stuff, right? Because that's what they know. That's
and
what they
love. And
they're
doing away with those,
and
right?
And those are going away.
I'm going to hoard all those, Ryan.
Exactly.
I'm going to have a big warehouse.
We're going to see you on eBay just selling these things off at
$10. Do you remember when I first had my first apartment, I got the electric plan where you could get light bulbs.
Yeah, they'd send them to you.
Or you would go pay your bill and you'd pick up light bulbs.
Sure.
Well, they are completely gone. So Jim comes home with these Curlyq ones. And I said, what is this? I put it in and it was like I was a turtle living in an aquarium. It was the weirdest light. It was, and then I looked on it and it said daylight. So that's like outdoor regular daylight in the back hallway. It was
you
too,
don't want that.
Yeah. So we put it back in the package, sealed it up, told the people at Home Depot we want to return these. It's not what we thought. They returned them, and he got an LED, one LED light bulb. I said, why did you get one? And he said, because they're $10.
Yeah.
And I was worried it was going to be that same indoor aquarium.
Sure.
Here's a little tip to everybody out there. They're allegedly going to last you 9 years.
Yep.
So $10 to last 9 years up in the back hallway where you don't have to get the ladder out. And if you get the warm color as opposed to cool, it looks just like your typical incandescent that you've been buying. So that's my tip.
Sure.
Why would a company make them to last 9 years? They want you to keep buying more and more. That's what keeps them in business.
Well, they'll come down by then, right? Well,
no, they're continuing to come down. Remember, these light bulbs were $30 just a couple of years ago. So the value of them has gone down. They become cheaper to make, just like anything, just like TVs, just like laptops. They start off very, very expensive, and then the technology catches up and the prices go down. They become more easily available. So, yeah, 9 years, that's quite a commitment, though, right? So you get that light
bulb. I'm going to time
it. There you go.
If I don't get 9 years out of that, I am asking for my $10 back.
You better.
It's sucking much less energy than those old incandescents, too.
Someone on my Facebook page, and I really trust them because they're very smart, they said that they have made the switch to all of the LED lights in their house, and all those LED lights are probably equal to the energy usage of like one incandescent.
Really?
I mean, it's amazing. Somebody said their electric bill came down like 43%.
Wow, that's substantial.
Yeah, they said some of these LED lights are sucking about 11% of what an incandescent would, of energy. So that's going to make substantial difference.
All right. Well, we have an electrician on the line that say they are not good. Which are you speaking about, Mike, the CFL or the LEDs?
Well, the CFLs, I know for a fact, don't last as long. Because I put them in my basement, and they seem to go out sooner than either the fluorescent, regular strip fixtures I have, or the incandescents. Now, I've also worked on LEDs at plenty of places, and, you know, if one of those little LED lights go out, you got to, like, replace a whole board, or you got to solder them. You know, I've done them at McCormick Place for, like, the auto shows and stuff like that.
Okay, but just for your house, like, you know, although I'm thinking, do they make them for chandeliers? Because if it's $10 a bulb, I'm going to spend, like, $2,000 buying
just
bulbs.
Just light it up.
Well, technically, for the LEDs, you really have to buy a whole fixture because LEDs you just can't really replace. It's on a board, and it's, like, in a fixture, so... LEDs you really can't replace.
A light bulb.
The whole bulb.
LED light bulb. A single light bulb. Well, got one, 60 watts.
Okay, those are, I have not used them yet, but like the little LEDs I have. But I'm such a stickler for the old incandescent because I like the flame tip. And they got the Yara.
I like that too. Where are we going to get them? Mike, we got to find out where we're going to have to get them out of a van somewhere.
It's all black market.
Well, whenever I go to the Home Depot or the Menards, no matter what I'm buying, I will stop by and please pick up 2 packs.
All right, well, you better hurry, Mike. Thank you for calling because they're out of them at the Home Depot.
There's going to be guys, shady-looking guys on street corners with big long coats, and they're going to have bulbs inside their jacket pockets. That's what it's turning to.
The way Mike was talking about the board, I thought he was like replacing the ones at Wrigley Field or something like
that.
Well, McCormick Place. Yeah. I mean, think about all that would go into that to change them all.
Sandy, you are a lighting expert?
Yes, hi. I'm a designer, and I've been dealing with this issue ever since they changed the standards for light bulbs.
Yeah.
So let me just give you a little information. First of all, what the electrician was just talking about, replacing a whole unit, he's talking about something different because there are fixtures like recessed cans that are LED, but that is an entire structure within a can. You can replace a standard, let's say, reflector light bulb.
A single bulb.
LED reflector.
Okay.
Okay. That's number one. Number two, the one thing that people should look for when they're looking for an LED are two things if they're doing inside residential. There is a term called Kelvin, K-E-L-V-I-N. And that denotes the color of the light bulb. So when you said it was daylight,
yes,
that was probably... So the spectrum goes from 5,000, which is like daylight and very harsh, all the way down to 1,000. 2,700 or 3,000 is the one that will mimic your old incandescent. So that's a number to keep in mind. When you go to buy an LED bulb, it will say that on the packet. It'll say 2,700... You know that's the color, okay? That's the color number that you want to look for if you're looking for a regular incandescent light bulb, if you're replacing that.
When in heaven, go with 27. That's how I'll remember it.
People always say that.
The 2,700 to 3,000. The next thing you want to compare I know this gets complicated.
No. Do we need to know this for the final, by the way, Sandy? Will this be on the final?
This is very helpful.
You're all going to be tested. The second thing you need to convert is, so you'll see on a package of an LED, it'll give you 14 watts or 6 watts. What you really want to compare is a term called lumens, L-U-M-E-N-S. And lumens, so when you turn on a regular 100-watt light bulb, what you're turning on and the brightness is expressed in lumens in a technical way, okay? So when you go to look for an LED, you want to compare the lumens on it. Let's say a 60-watt equivalent would have maybe 800 lumens.
And they usually say on the box, like, this replaces a 60-watt bulb.
It will say right on the box. But even though it's a 60-watt equivalent, they are not all the same. You'll have a 60-watt equivalent that could have 500 lumens. You'll have a 60-watt equivalent that will have 600 lumens.
What do you want?
I want one lumen.
I
don't want it to be too bright. One lumen is fine for me.
One lumen is fine.
Just a little.
He's a minimalist.
Mood lighting.
What's the one you want for the 60 watt?
Well, it depends on how bright you want it. So, I mean, it's easy to replace, like, in your lamps. It gets iffier. So let me just tell you about two things, okay?
30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds.
That's 10 lumens.
1,000 bulbs is a website that carries everything you want in light bulbs.
Oh.
You can replace your little chandelier, what are called candelabra bulbs. They have frosted LEDs.
Oh, I love lighting. I got two new chandeliers. This is very exciting.
It's a great website. And I hope I help somebody out there.
Listen, Sandy, I have to tell you that Bill and Ryan right now are rolling their eyes and they're looking at their watches.
Sandy, you have helped me
tremendously, and there are 10 people on the line that you have helped. So you want 2,700 is the warm color.
For interior, that's the warm color. Look at the lumens.
And how many lumens do you want, roughly? What's a good lumen?
No. It depends on what you're replacing.
Okay.
It depends on what you're replacing. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sandy.
So much.
I helped somebody.
You did. You helped many people, not you two.
Although, threw us right under the bus in front of Sandy.
Surprisingly rude for Ryan, I thought.
What?
Didn't you?
What did I do?
And Sandy, if you're listening, Bill did write down the 2,700.
Well, I wrote, I need to buy a slide rule because I don't know what I'm going to do. We're going to take a quick break. More lumen talk. It's illuminating, I tell you.
Luminosity.
Yes, it is. 312-981-7200 is our number. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. I wrote this song for you.
I don't say chandelier like that.
You're supposed to
chandelier.
You're supposed to spread it out. When you say chandelier, you want it to make it last. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Ryan Burrow. Together, we have been called the Illuminati. Why? Because we like to talk about light bulbs. If you're new to the show, that's all we talk about, light bulbs, 4 hours a day.
I got to tell you, a lot of people want to know about these new light bulbs. GE is not selling the CFL bulbs, but...
By the end of the year, they're going to stop.
Yes. Yeah. So switch to LED. Someone just said you can get at Menards LEDs $250 a bulb.
That's not bad.
So they got 460 watters for $10.
A bargain.
It is. And Aaron is on the line. Aaron, have you changed your lighting?
Yeah, actually. So I actually make custom lighting, and I do custom lamps, and I've recently started switching over to LEDs. I've used LEDs in the past, but the best part about them is they're cool to the touch. Incandescent bulbs, they radiate heat. You know, if you have them too close to something, if the shade is too close to it, it'll burn the shade. How many incandescent light bulbs have burnt houses down? CFL bulbs don't put off as much heat, but they're still hot to the touch. You can't necessarily touch a CFL bulb.
Just like you, Bill.
Thank you.
An LED bulb, they're cool to the touch. And it works out good for me because I've created pieces that I've used LED strips. You know, instead of bulbs, I've used, like, it's almost like a tape that has an LED every, you know, 3/4 inch or so.
And no heat being emanated from it.
Right. No heat being radiated off of it. So I can use it in ways and put it against fabric and, you know, have the light that comes off of the LED. The LED creates kind of like a blade of light on what I do, as opposed to a CFL, which kind of glows. So it's LEDs are definitely the wave of the future.
Aaron, what's your website if people want to see your work? Where can they see it?
Facebook/AHDidIt. Instagram, Twitter, all the social media, Etsy. I've got pieces available on Etsy.
Excellent.
I love Etsy.
Thank you.
AHDidIt. Right?
That's right.
All right, cool. Thank you, Aaron.
Ryan, how will this affect my Lightbright performance? I like to do a lot of work on Lightbright. How will this affect
minimal impact.
Okay,
minimal
good.
Impact.
That's good news.
You'll be able to keep working away at that Mickey Mouse or whatever you're putting together over there.
Thank you.
All right, 219, I thought I was doing a favor for my daughter and replaced those new bulbs. Several were out, and vanity lights, the regular round vanity lights. My grandson told me his dad said they use more electricity. I don't know what happened to me. I got an accent. Electricity. Chandelier.
That's what happened. You've been listening to too much Sia music.
So the lady who just, Sandy, I think her name was, helped me. I'm going to replace them while they are on vacation with newer bulbs. And everybody's wondering about that website that Sandy mentioned, and it's 1000bulbs.com. And it's the number, 1000bulbs.com.
Ryan, I have a cousin who we call a dim bulb. Will that affect him at all, do you think?
Maybe. By the end of the year. It's actually pretty funny how GE rolled this out, by the way. They wrote in the spirit of Valentine's Day, which is coming up, they wrote a, we're breaking up, essentially, with CFLs. Yeah,
and they said
that, sorry, but LED is our future.
Oh.
Love.
It's the changing world.
So, yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, look around, because on this 1000bulbs.com, what is that, $299?
Mm-hmm.
$299 for one bulb. I don't know why my husband paid $10.
I think the pirates got to him.
Well, he didn't have to pay shipping, so maybe that saved you a little bit of money.
And I will tell you this, it's really weird when you turn the light on. It's like a delayed reaction. It's it just like kind of
slowly
comes
to life.
And then it turns off like that too. It's kind of neat.
Does that take some getting used to a little bit?
Not really.
No?
I mean, you know, it happens, but it's still way better than that aquarium light that I got.
Yeah.
Those CFLs gone. What was the danger? Was there...
There was a little bit of mercury in some of
them. Just a little bit of... A little bit ain't going to hurt anybody.
It's just mercury. Absolutely. Ryan Burrow, I say this all the time. You light up our lives. You already know that. You give us hope to carry on.
Are you swinging from the chandelier here?
Thank you, Ryan.
Who is that? Sia?
That's Sia.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about her.
She didn't say about it. She was in an LED chandelier, though.
Right.
That's what we were really hoping for.
That's
he never pulled that song out. Yeah.
All right. We've got news next. Thanks, Ryan. And
Lumens.
Then more show. It's 1-1-D-N-W-G-N.